Hello, friends. Hello, friends. Okay, hello, friends. Today, Val and I are having a conversation with a wonderful friend of hers named Michelle Bruckhaus. I also want to welcome everybody to our talk show today. Val, you there?
I'm here, girl. How you guys going?
Oh, why? It's going. Oh, God. Oh, wonderful Sunday. Okay. So today Val and I are going to be talking with Michelle about homeopathy. And Val, you want to talk a little bit about where you met Michelle and how you guys got to be friends?
Yeah. Today we were, you know, like Angela was sharing, today's our topic is about swine flu. Is the media invoking more fear than necessary? So immediately when I was thinking about that, I wanted to really have a conversation with Michelle. I've known Michelle for years. I met her at a personal growth workshop, and we just immediately became friends. I love the fact that we had collectively a lot in common in a number of areas, one being spiritually, but also sharing common philosophies in the area of energy work, overall health and being. And so before we introduce Michelle, I just wanted to give our listening audience a couple things about Michelle that segue into her being a homeopathic practitioner. She graduated from the Northwestern Academy of Homeopathy in the summer of 1988. She also completed a 3.5-year training program with the Dynamis School and Jeremy Scher. I think it's Scher or Scher. She'll share that with us. She belongs to the North American Society of Homeopathy and is certified with the Council for Classical Homeopathy. She's also been in practice for over 11 years, and she's the president of the Minnesota Homeopathic Association. You can find out more information, which I really invite everyone to do, by going to her website. It has her practice and everything on there, http://beyondwell.com. Now, before I bring her on, I just wanted to mention, in addition to her credentials, one of the reasons why I believe she is so inspiring. She is an inspiring friend in my life, but I love that the longer I've been friends with Michelle, the more I find myself experiencing her core intentions kind of spilling out into all areas of my life as well. And this is what she shares on her site in regards to her clients. My intention in my healing practice, whether with homeopathy or reconnective therapy, is to facilitate movement and freedom so that each of you might have fluidity and ease to live your life purpose. It pleases me to be a part of your healing journey, and I am honored to be a witness to many life changes through these processes. Another quote she has on her site is, to be what we are and to become what we are capable of becoming is the only end of life, and that's by Robert Louis Stevenson. I have found, no kidding, that Michelle lives that and embodies that, and just by knowing her, it really is connected. You become connected to that as well. The more I have been more freer in my relationship with her. It gives me permission to play really large about my own fluidity and experiencing freedoms, as well as personal experiences of having her treat some of my self-care issues that I wanted better health around. Anyway, to segue into this conversation, I have a lot of respect for her wisdom and knowledge as a professional homeopathic practitioner. And I also have immense respect for her personal passion and integrity in offering this particular alternative health modality as one of the ways to empower people interested in self-care around health and wholeness. So with all, drum roll please, da-da-da-da. Hello, Michelle, are you here, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, God.
I can.
That was a lovely introduction.
Well, you are lovely soul to know.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's just a beautiful, warm day here, so I'm enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
It's not. It's raining over here, so I, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, rain is good too, right?
It is good. Watering everything and helping everything grow.
Exactly.
And we have a lot of green going on, so I'm a little ready for sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Michelle, we were, we want to honor our time today with you and our listeners, and I so love that you came on, and I really appreciate you. You know, with the swine flu going on, and I saw all this stuff going on in the media, Angela and I were having a conversation about this, but I thought, who could I bring on that knows, that understands this? You know, not only the whole virus thing, but also about energy and how it works in our body and you know, how things, if we accept things from the outside, what it can do in our body, if it's really not in alignment with who we are. We just wanted you to, we wanted to kind of pick your brain, so to speak, this professionally and as well as your life experiences.
Yeah, I'd be happy. I'd be happy to have my brain picked. Where shall we start? Want to hear a little bit about homeopathy just generally, and then we can kind of talk about the flu and the fear?
Let's go there. Yeah, let's go in there about how, you know, the energy processes through our body on recovery and then, you know, kind of what fear does too.
Okay,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. What does homeopathy mean? Let's start there.
That's probably a good
or that
start,
you
huh? You know, it's funny because, I've been in practice for over 10 years, and 10 years ago I would say that you know, most people had never really even heard the word, so... And now people at least have heard the word and have some sense of it. Some people have fairly erroneous ideas of what it actually means, but, you know, at least it's recognizable, the word itself. But basically homeopathy it's an energy medicine. Homeopathy means like cures like. So basically what we're looking at is a remedy that... looks like what's going on in the body, and we're going to use, it's sort of like the old hair of the dog in kind of a loose metaphor, you know. You know, you give the body something that it's already producing in order to cure it. So, you know, sometimes I liken it to, it's a little bit difficult to kind of get your head around. I think a lot of people have a hard time with that because it's a bit of a paradigm shift in terms of thinking about health and healing, for one thing. But sometimes what I say is, you know how a massage therapist, you know, you've got knots. If you go to a massage therapist, you're going there to get the knots removed, you know, in your body. And oftentimes a therapist will kind of like go more into the knot, like twist the knot more in order to allow the body to release that muscle. So homeopathy kind of works the same way. It's like we're pushing the body in the same direction it's going so that it can release and let go.
So would you say, like, some remedies that when they do hit the source and supply, it kind of surfaces up, it activates more of that?
Yeah.
When you know that you have the right remedy,
yeah,
it actually activates more of that.
It does. It does. In fact, I always say to people when I get an aggravation, like if they actually get a little bit worse for that first week after they get a remedy, if they get a little bit worse, I go, yay, we're on the right track. You know, we're pushing the body in that same direction for, you know, a short time, and then the body can release. Now, I want to be sure to tell you that that's when I'm treating people constitutionally. Like, we're going to be talking a little bit about the flu, and the flu is an acute condition. And so an acute condition usually comes up in a very big way, and you know, you don't want acutes to get worse, because acutes are situations where you're either going to, you know, it's a big thing and you could die from it, or you get well. Yeah, so you don't want to aggravate, you know, an acute condition you don't aggravate. I want to be sure that, you know, your listeners are aware of that we're talking about both acute care homeopathy, and then what I've just explained to you is more constitutional or a long-term kind of treatment, you know, because you can address so many different issues, health issues with homeopathy, you know, including anxiety, depression, you know, arthritis. I mean, very chronic kinds of illnesses can be addressed with homeopathy, as well as the acute
stuff. Those might have been longer
in
the body. Those are like
absolutely
different. Those might have, okay, beautiful.
So
is that also, if
you have like a, because I've heard of acute sinusitis before, like acute sinus infection. So would that work in the same way, or?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that was the thing that got me into homeopathy initially for myself, was that I was having, so I would have these ongoing sinus issues, and they were getting worse over the years. But I went in for an acute episode to a homeopath. One of my first visits was, can you help me with this acute condition, this acute sinusitis? And I got blown away. It actually was what piqued my interest in homeopathy. Now, later I'll tell you a little bit more about how I ended up studying homeopathy, but the cure of my own sinus infections, both acutely and then chronically, because I got a remedy that helped in the acute situation, cleared it up in 24 hours, which just blew me away.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it was really amazing. And then I went on to get more constitutional treatment so that I wasn't as susceptible to getting the acute flare-ups of the sinusitis. So it worked both ways, for, you know, both acutely and then chronically. So I haven't had a sinusitis in years.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness, because they are not fun.
They are not fun, it's true.
No, I've had experience with those, though.
So. Yeah,
You know, just to say, just to add a little bit more with that, I love the natural remedies, and that was one of the things I treasure in Michelle being in this kind of work. But what was interesting to me was I heard that when you are hit with some of that stuff, it's almost like your immune system, it's like it comes back again and again and again, like it doesn't fully recover. There's like almost a piece of it that people continue to experience it, almost like a weakened area, if it stays in your body, so to speak.
Well, if it's suppressed, I would say that's more true if a condition gets suppressed. And I'm not knocking conventional medicine at all. I do feel like there's a place for it, but oftentimes conventional medicine doesn't really know how to address ongoing kinds of concerns, and in its effort ends up suppressing the symptoms. It doesn't actually help the body get stronger so that the body can heal itself. It just takes care of the symptoms. And in taking care of the symptoms, sometimes you basically can suppress those symptoms, and then then the illness goes deeper into the body. Is that what you were meaning? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, you know, exactly. And I was saying, thank you for bringing that up about some of the conventional methods that are used, because I realize that I'm just topping the surface stuff up, but I'm not really getting to the core. So that was a beautiful way to kind of reiterate that. You know, sharing about the swine flu. So what are your personal thoughts? You know, what is, you know, not only professionally about the swine flu, but what do you What do you think about all this fear that's kind of being provoked? I know that we've kind of calmed down about it, but still, just that whole, that energy ball of it swept across the nation. So can you kind of share with us?
Well, I generally just think that fear is, it's not, I mean, it's not good. I mean, I think it can make things worse, basically, you know. I think that we ride on fear, and I think we can, it's sort of like that manifestation thing, you know, law of attraction. If we're going to get fearful about something, it's more likely to show up. So there's that aspect to fear. And so, you know, on the other hand, if fear comes up big time in terms of an acute condition, as a homeopath, I'm going to look at that, and then I'm going to look for a remedy that has high anxiety, high fear in it. So I think it's, you know, I mean, it's kind of fascinating in a way, because, I mean, I think fear can be hyped up, and I think that there can be sort of like, well, this epidemic of, you know, we sort of get swept up in this wave of fear, and everybody kind of gets carried along, and I don't think it's necessarily helpful, really. But, you know, on the other hand, it does sort of give us an indication of what's going on. But, you know, it's interesting, because I think, you know, perhaps the swine flu, you know, I think there's indication that they think that it might come up again in the fall or in the winter, you know, as we get our wave of flus again. And so it just seems to be, excuse me, the avian flu thing that was happening, and now we've got the swine flu, and then there's more coming up around that. sorry, I'm choking now. But
I did that last show at the end.
But you know,
your model, there was, what happens in the body.
Am I model? Yeah, right, Trace. You know.
That was my little Lucy moment.
Right, right. Well, you know, in 1918, the Spanish flu, you know, the Spanish flu happened and killed thousands of people.
A lot of people.
You know, it was a pandemic. And, you know, wasn't killing, like normally flus will kill, I mean, if it's going to kill, really the very young or the very elderly. And flus do kill a number of people every year. These kinds of pandemics can actually kill healthy people, you know, big, you know, stronger, vibrant kinds of people.
So, you know, now, what's interesting, why you, if you want to kind of take a sip of water or anything, if you need to, Michelle.
Yeah, and, I just got some, so.
Okay, great. I was just thinking about something about resistance. You know, fear is kind of resistance in our body to allow energy flowing, you know, that some of those spontaneous things. But it's interesting about how viruses, I mean, whenever I've had any kind of flu, it lays me out. There's like, I can't even think through it.
Right.
It is just about surrendering into that process.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that if I add fear to that, it's almost like I'm suppressing the very thing that I want to process.
Oh, well, that's interesting that you say that, because when you're sick or when your body is, you know, you have the flu, you're doing everything you can to fight against it. So that's a good way to put it. I had never thought of it like that.
Mhm.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean, energy flows, and it's when we're well, we're not as heightened about our body movements and stuff.
Mhm.
But boy, when it gets hit, when you get hit with something like that kind of immediate, you know, when you were talking about that, that's the visual I got, Michelle.
Yeah.
About, you know, it can actually, you know, harm, or it can literally check out healthy people. And then I was thinking about what fear, you know, fear is like, you know, people put a deer in the headlights. And boy, when you add that to that, it just feels like it's just, you know, it's not allowing what our divine intelligence in every cell that we have. It's not allowing those cells to do what they're meant to
they
do.
They need to do.
Those,
which is why I cringed when I heard on the, you know, when I happened to hear on the news, because I don't watch the news very often, but I happened to hear them predicting that it's going to get worse as the flu, you know, the
yep,
next flu season rolls around. And I'm going, oh, my God, okay, now just scare everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You're waiting for it now. It's like
yeah.
you're waiting for it, and that just it. I just cringed when I heard that.
So I'm going to tell you some good news, because in the 1918 Spanish flu, homeopathy was around back then, and you know, a lot of physicians were homeopaths, and the patients under the care of a homeopathic physician, basically about 0.7% of people were lost or died by the flu, whereas anybody who treated with conventional medicine at the time, about 30% of the population died. So that's a huge differential.
Wow. Wow.
And then I'm going to also tell you another thing, that how we treat, in homeopathy, how we treat these kinds of epidemics that come around, we find what we call the genus epidemicus. So right now, and this is happening, you know, as we speak, there are homeopaths around the world, around the country, that are tracking what are the symptoms of the swine flu right now. What are the main symptoms coming through? And by collecting just a base of symptoms, we can narrow down the possible remedies that could be used for this flu. So generally speaking, there's like, you know, 5,000 different remedies in homeopathy. You know, they come from plants, they come from minerals, they come from animal substances. And if we had to, with each, and because homeopathy is individualized, you know, so for constitutional care, each person gets an individual remedy, you know, their remedy. But with a genus epidemicus, when we're gathering the symptoms from a large population, what we're doing is we're chunking it down, and we're going, okay, well, these are the main symptoms of the flu that are coming through. So which of the remedies that we have are most similar to that? And generally speaking, we can pretty much bring it down to like 4 or 5 different remedies. So if someone comes in to us with the swine flu, we can go, okay, what are your symptoms, and will it fit within this range of a very few number of remedies, and will likely work? So, I mean, that's the good news.
Oh,
it's
awesome,
really
awesome.
Kind of beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Now, Michelle, do you happen to have like any websites that we
mm-hmm.
might be able to give our listeners
yeah.
that information? That's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, I think I actually read a really lovely article on organicconsumers.org about the Spanish flu. So it's organicconsumers.org. It's article 17822.
Okay.
And then if you're wanting just more information about homeopathy, you can go to the National Center for Homeopathy.org. So National Center for Homeopathy, HOMEOPATHY.org. And then I have a couple of colleagues who have put together a website called flusolution.net, and they talk, you know, in broader terms about the flu and some help for it. And I think they
okay.
even have some remedy suggestions on that as well. And they've actually put a kit together that can be found at Washington Homeopaths. And I don't know their website. I think it's Homeopathy Works, if I'm not mistaken. I should have looked that one up for you, and I forgot.
Well,
no
what
worries.
We can do is you and I can reband around, and we'll definitely be able to add this to some of our next call. Michelle's going to Angela and I are honored to have Michelle. She's going to be an
Definitely.
Ongoing guest speaker, recurring. So, you know, if we don't touch bases on some of the things today, we're definitely going to be able to bring that back up around.
Yeah, next time.
And so that was beautiful, Michelle. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate it, because that, you know, I had a couple of moments where I was going, oh, aha. A lot of things made sense.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, you can get to Michelle's website. Again, I had shared that at the beginning, but if you go to HTTP, you know, of course, the colon then // beyondwell.com, She will also have some more information on there about her work. And if you have any questions, Michelle, would you be okay with our listeners today? Just letting them know that they talk with you.
Absolutely.
They listen to our call. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you all are listening to the call today and you want to ask Michelle more questions, definitely feel free to go to her, beyondwell.com. And
you can just email me, too. You can email me at michelle@beyondwell.com. And Michelle is with one L.
Awesome. Yes. M-I-C-H-E-L-E at beyondwell.com. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for taking time to talk with us today about this, and it's really refreshing, to see someone who's living out their dream, and you're making an impact on the well-being of others on this planet. So I appreciate you, and Val appreciates you, and I'm pretty sure our listeners appreciate you too. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being asked here, and it's been fun talking with you guys. I've been enjoying it quite a lot.
Well, thanks. I've been enjoying it.
We've just got about 3 more minutes kind of left on our show. And,
time flies, doesn't it?
I know. We were going to kind of segue into we'll have Michelle back, and she can tell us a little bit more. Knowing that our show is all about law of attraction and, the believer of that. Michelle, can you share kind of how you feel like law of attraction worked in this particular way with you on how you attracted the homeopathy?
I can. Yeah, I think I said early on that I had, been treated with homeopathy for chronic sinus infections. And so when my son was born and he ended up having a reaction to some vaccinations, I think it was pre-paved for me a little bit. I knew that I was going to want to seek something alternative for him. And obviously homeopathy came to mind because of my own experience with it. So I started studying it quite a lot. I started actually treating him with homeopathy with really very little knowledge under my belt. But it felt like, in a way, it was being dropped in my lap. It's like, okay, this is your time then. I did finally find a homeopath in the cities here, went to him. I said, listen, I'm interested in learning some more about this. He says, oh, I'm starting a school. I'm going, wow, it's not exactly what I had in mind, but I was thinking like a 3-week course or something. No, I jumped in for a whole three-year course, and here I am. And it just seems like a beautiful thing. It was like perfect for me at the perfect time, and it fit definitely into, my interests. And I guess I think I was just meant to walk this path, and it's been really an amazing path. Since the beginning, because there have been all sorts of other things that have been added to that. And, of course, homeopathy is fascinating in and of itself, and you could spend years just learning it. So it's been really, really amazing and really lovely. And if I had never had Devin and if he had never had eczema, maybe I would never be here. I wouldn't be here.
Thank
goodness
for our children.
Yeah. I love that about, because I know that you are a single mom and you are successfully mm-hmm. raising him, with your ex-husband. But you are a single mother successfully. You own your own practice. You've been in practice for 11 years. Well, one of the things that I think is great is that I feel like the universe kind of, like you said about pre-paving, there's mm-hmm. an interconnection to your larger gift, what I do know about you, and I wanted to just kind of bring this out. Is that it kind of activated one of your innate gifts, and it was about the natural-born intuitive healing energy that you came into the planet to bring. So,
right, yeah.
Can I safely say that that's it's like you were thinking you were going here, and the universe has other things in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I floundered for many years about what is it that I'm supposed to be doing here.
Oh, God.
I had Yeah, and I think that's probably true for a lot of people. It's like, well, mm-hmm. you know, what is it? What is it, my purpose here? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? And, you know, it took me a lot of years to get to that place because I was in my 30s before I started school. So, you know, I was in art school. I did, you know, this and that. I did quite a number of other things before I actually moved here. But in a way, it's perfect because I really saw myself as a teenager being in this role of helping people in a certain kind of way. I don't know that I would ever have said back then that I was a healer, because I think we sort of come into that role, well, reluctantly, I think, oftentimes. And, you know, it takes a process. It's a process of growing and learning. You know, we have to hit a number of knocks. We have to, you know, grow and mature and develop and, you know, have our own healing.
Right.
Because I think as healers, we have to be healing ourselves continually. And
yes.
I think that's what makes for good healers, really.
Yeah. If you've been healing yourself, it just stands to it. It's sort of like you've gotten your five stars in a way.
Yeah.
You know, you've gone through it, so you can show other people how to get through it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
well, I just
true.
Love the way you perfectly said that, and I agree with that too. I mean, it's like the second agreement, and you know, I also think that it was interesting that some of the things that it took, some of the contrast, like with the sinusitis and some of the contrast with the eczema, it actually, you know, people look at contrast as like, oh my gosh, and yet that contrast gave you clarity. That contrast opened up
absolutely.
Gifts, and mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of bring, you know, kind of as we're rounding out this call, to bring that to mind, that sometimes we can look at the contrast, and I've been practicing that for years, but sometimes, you know, people look at the contrast and see what's underneath it, because
mm-hmm.
it will move you and lead you into bigger doors or open bigger doors that you could ever imagine. And
mm-hmm.
it just takes a pants of connecting to that faith and courage that there is a solution when something shows up. And like
mm-hmm.
you were talking about that, you know, bringing back that to homeopathy, you all are already starting to activate a solution
right.
when this showed up. So I
yep.
love that, you know, it's kind of you're already bringing it to the issue that showed up. You're bringing the solution and you're pre-paving that in. And
yeah.
I love that about your work. So thank
yeah.
you for, you know, bringing that. And I love your, you know, we're at our time to end. Michelle, thank you so much for your valuable time and energy
oh,
and being our
welcome.
Guest speaker.
Yeah.
How it's inspiring to know you. It's also inspiring to know the success that you have as a female in the 21st century, you know, living your dreams, connected to your innate gifts, being a successful parent, because there are a lot of single moms out there and single dads too. And I love the way you model that. And I also love that you are providing such a beautiful, sacred service to mankind. And so thank you for allowing yourself to be intuitively led by the solutions that, you know, kind of open the door for allowing your body to show you. I
Great. I don't know if I should be saying thank you to that or not, but it is what it is. It's what happens.
Yeah. It's like, you know, one time I said you got to love with everything that's going on, you know, the yin
mm-hmm.
and the yang. So it's always in there.
Yeah.
Well, then we don't want to always love our shadow stuff, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah,
another topic.
More. Exactly. So much thank you. And we had a couple guests on here. Bob is one of them. Bob, we're going to send a shout out to you. Thanks for showing up. And thanks to all
Bob.
Our other listeners.
Bob.
We love you. And we're just going to, you know, leave this with that and just let you know that Michelle is going to be a recurring guest speaker on our show, and we're going to talk about alternative medicine that way. There's so much more. She has other couple things that she works with. I'm interested in kind of bringing that up as well. It's in the realm of energy medicine. And again, you can go to her site. It's Michelle Brookhaus, Brookhaus, at beyondwell.com, beyondwell.com. We love you, girl. We're so appreciative
of you.
I love you
guys.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let's not forget next week's show. Since we're talking about motherhood, we're going to be talking about motherhood. How can stepping into the role benefit both the female persona as well as the planet in the 21st century? So,
yes, us mothers deserve that as females and procreators. So, thanks everybody for listening. Angela, as
thank you guys.
Usual, you are a beautiful co-host. Michelle, I will speak with you sooner than later. And everybody out there, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic week. And we look forward to connecting with you next week.
Yes, we do.
Bye-bye,
thank
everyone.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.